Okay, Khafra. So what until now we've been discussing dinim dirabbonon. Excuse me, blah, 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 I just said it backwards. Until now we've been discussing dinim d'oraisa official. We've been talking about the Torah prohibition of cooking on Shabbos and the mista'eif in terms of differences between lach yovesh, between foods and non-foods, the dinim of Bishol achar bishol. Most recently, we discussed the halacha of hagasa, the halacha of stirring, which is also relevant to the dinim of bishol min hatorah. From this point on in the zman, we're going to be talking about the dinim of bishol midrabanan, meaning that there are certain gezeiros that Chazal have, which are included in the subset of bishol. But these are dinim dirabonon. Now, this is actually important in the sense of Rav Shechter has in his Sefer Eretz HaTzvi that l'cha'ira, you can't violate an Isser Shabbos, an Isser Melacha b'shev al tasa. Isurim of Shabbos have to be, the Torah says, lo tasa kol melacha, don't do any melacha. But afilu hachi, we see that there are dinim that I can violate b'shev al tasa. For example, the first halacha that we're going to encounter now, the dinim of shehiyah. Shehiyah means that I leave food on an exposed fire from Erev Shabbos, and under certain circumstances, that's going to be usur to do. Nish'alat ha'sheila, how could that be usur to do? Presumably, that should be a din b'shev al tasa. So the answer to this is actually pointed out in the Gemara already. The Gemara on Daf Yud Chesam and Beis, we noted this sugya. The Gemara has a discussion about what's called Shvisas Kelam, Machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai holds it just like I can't do work on Erev Shabbos, or I can't do work on Shabbos, excuse me, just like my animals can't do work on Shabbos, just like my children can't do work on Shabbos. Also, my kelim can't do work on Shabbos. That's Beis Shammai's shita. Now, Beis Hillel has a shita that no, that there's no din of shvisas kelim on Shabbos. The Gemara asks within the shita of Beis Shammai, how can there be an iser of shehiyah? According to Beis Shammai, that there's second. Excuse me, the Gemara says on Yud Chesam Beis, I was reading later on in the Gemara. The Gemara has a kasha. We know in the Mishnah, we know that the halacha is way mali, nachtum chavis shamayim and yachmatecha tanur. Erev Shabbos and Chashecha, Vim Asa, Lemotzei Shabbos is Asa B'chdei Shiyasu, Lame Beis Shammai V'lo Beis Hillel. It says that you're not allowed to leave a barrel of water into an oven on Erev Shabbos, and if you do it, it's going to be Asa Motzei Shabbos. For the Gemara, shouldn't that be only according to Beis Shammai, not according to Beis Hillel? Because that din seems to be a halacha of Shvisas Kelim. Why would it be Asa to leave the barrel, Erev Shabbos im chashecha, that should be a din of Shvisas Kelam. It would seem like this halacha is only according to Beis Shammai. So Zok the Gemara, the halacha is really true even according to Beis Hillel, because it's a gezeira shem yechat begecholon. Meaning the concern is I might stoke the coals. Zosomeres, that what the Gemara is saying is that even though Beis Hillel denies Shvisas Kelim, but in the case of Shehiyah, in the case of leaving food on an exposed fire, it's going to be usur because of a gezeira shem yechata begecholam, because I might end up stoking the coals. And that's the answer to Rav Shechter's kasha. Although a malacha cannot apply from Erev Shabbos, if I start a malacha before Shabbos, there's no problem. But in this case, it's a gezeira. In this case, the concern is that I might stoke the coals. And because the concern is I might stoke the coals, a gezera drabbanon, you can certainly violate b'shev al tasa. That seems to be the halacha. Now, there's a din in shehiyah zasar. Nonetheless, the first mission in Parakira gives us a machlokes between Chananya and the Chachamim that certain times shehiyah is permitted. According to Chananya, shehiyah is permitted whenever the food is higiyah l'maichol ben trusoi. Meaning, I can leave food on an open fire me'erev Shabbos if the food has already reached this temperature or this degree of cooking called maichol ben trusoi. Right? We mentioned ben trusoi is this fugitive bandit. He's going to eat food that's not fully cooked. Once the food is maichol ben trusoi, according to Chananya, there's no longer a concern of shami yachata begecholim. However, the Chachamim disagree with Chananya. And the Chachamim say that food which is left me'erev Shabbos on an open fire, that food, in order to be permitted, has to be, that's nispashel kol tzarko, and it's tamek viralo. In order to permit the food, it has to be, in order to permit the act of shehiyah, it has to be that's mamish fully cooked, so much so that any further cooking would be to the detriment of the food. It has to be nispashel kol tzarko, and it's tamek viralo. That seems to be the opinion of the Chachamim. So it's a big machlokes, Chananya and the Chachamim. Under which circumstances do we permit shehiyah? Now, how do I paskin? Do I paskin like Chananya, or do I paskin like the Chachamim? So the Chachmei Sfarad, Rambam Rif, they paskin like the Chachamim. They paskin that the only heter of shehiyah is going to be when the food is nispashel kol tzarkai. That's their shita. The shita of Tosfos is that in a number of places, Tosfos says that kaimalon kechananya. Tosfos says that the halacha follows Chananya, and therefore the halacha is that if the food is nispashel kamaicho ben drusai, which we noted is either a third cooked or a half cooked, in that case it's mutter. The top Tosfos on Lamed Chesam and Aleph. Tosfos writes, Af agav de kaimalon kechananya. Tosfos shita is that we paskin like Chananya. There seems to be, and this is already me talking, this is not found in mainstream Sfarim, but I think Rashi's shita is slightly different. Rashi tells me on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, Rashi, again, they're all the Rishayinim are bothered by Akasha. How can we're Masha a Kedera, Gabi Akira, which is not Grufa Uketuma? So Rashi writes, Va'anad Mashin and Kedera, Gabi Akira, Shein Grufa Uketuma, Adachananya Samchinon. Adachananya Samchinon. That means that the Minhag Ha'olam has been like Chananya. That's different than Tosfos. Tosfos says that as a matter of conviction, I pass him like Chachamim. As a matter of conviction, I pass like Chananya. According to Tosfos, Chananya kaimalon kechananya. But according to Rashi, the lashon that Rashi uses is ad Chananya samchinon. We rely on Chananya. So nirof hi ani that there are three distinct shitos in Rishonim on this point. When you open the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Nun Gimel, from now on, by the way, in this man that we're talking about, Dinim Dirabonon, we're going to be focused mostly on Simen Reish Nun Gimel, not on Simen Shin Yod Ches. So in Reish Nun Gimel, Se'if Aleph, the Mechaber has two shitos. The first shita in the Mechaber is that you can only leave food on an exposed fire if it's nispashel kol tzarko and mitztamek viralo. In that case, there's no concern at all, shama yachata begecholam. In that case, there's no concern that you might stoke the coals. That's the shita. That's the first shita in the Mechaber. The Mechaber then goes on, however, and the Mechaber quotes a second shita. V'yesh omrim, shekoshe nispasho kamaycho ben zrusoi, or nistamek on the special called circle mitstamek v'yofalo. In both cases, it's mutter lahashhosa agabe kira, afilu, etc. Right? In other words, the second sheet of the mechaber is that as long as it's kamaycho ben drusoi, you could leave it on an exposed fire. Zakli rama, v'nahagu lahakel kisvara achreina. That the minhag is that we are mekel like the second svara. The minhag is that if the food is kamacho ben zrusoi, we leave the food on an exposed fire. Ad kan the discussion, bepashtos. However, the Mishnah Brura in the Bir Halacha wakes up. The Mishnah Brura in the Bir Halacha, Rishon Gimel Se'if Aleph, Dira Maso V'nahagu Lahakel. He says, how come the minig is lahakel? So he says, well, presumably the minig lahakel is because of the rush. The rush writes at the end of Perek Kira, Mipnei she Yisrael adukim b'mitzvus oneg Shabbos, u'bevadai lo yishmu ulanu, alkein hanach lahem. Right, this is mamish yeshiva bachar svara. This is as yeshivish of a svara as you can get. Since Yisrael's hadukim b'mitzvus oineg Shabbos, Jews like hot food on Shabbos, Yidden like shalant, right? Yeshivish, shalant. Since it's hadukim b'oneg Shabbos, hanach lahem liYisrael. Leave the Yidden alone. Now, the Rosh's lashon of hanach lahem liYisrael is ordinarily the beginning of a full sentence. And that full sentence concludes, Hanach lahem li Yisrael, mutav chihu shogigin, va'al yehu mizidin. Meaning, leave the Yidin alone. It's better to be shogig than mezid. Meaning, fundamentally, I hold that we paskin like the chachomim of Hananiah. And you should not leave food on an exposed fire unless the food is nispasho kol tzarkoi and mitztamek viralo. That's the ikar hadin. But mutav shushayik again ayum mezidin yeshiva bachrim like hot food. Therefore hanach lahem li Yisrael. Based on this, the Mishnah Brura writes, Ein lanu koyach limchos b'mekilim shekvar nahagu ha'om kayesh omrim, but you really shouldn't rely on this. The Mishnah Berurah says, don't leave food on an open fire unless it is fully cooked. And mitzdamek viralo. Because the fact that the Ramah paskins like the position of Hananiah is not that the Ramo really paskins like Hananiah. It's just that Hanach lahem li Yisrael. That's the lashon of the Rush. Memela, don't rely on it. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Comes along Rabbi Abraham Isaiah Karelitz. And the Chazon Ish Tainas. By the way, last week was Rav Gustman's Yahrzeit. So I read the biography of Rav Gustman. When Rav Gustman was in Vilna, he first learned with the Chazon Ish's brother, who was a dayan Moritz Tzedek in Vilna, apparently was a tremendous baki in Erevin. Rav Chaim Eiser, some tshuvas about the Paris Erev, etc., to the Chazon Ish's brother. The learning with the Chazon Ish's brother didn't go so well, so Rav Gustman started learning b'chavrusa throughout the night, basically, with the Chazon Ish. And they tell you over there the Derech Halimud of the Chazon Ish. Rav Gustman was a major Talmud of Reb Shimon Shkup, who of course is our Rosh Hashiva here. And the derech of learning of Reb Shimon is that he would just read the Gemara and Rashi and point out all of the problems that he thought of, and then look at the Taisus and point out all the problems he thought of. And apparently that's exactly the way the Chazon Ish learned also. The Chazon Ish encouraged Rav Gustman that you can't learn unless you have paper and pen in front of you, and you just jot down your ha'aras. Don't start thinking of solutions. Just jot down the problems at the beginning of the sugya, and then as you go through and you learn more and more in the Rishonim, then you start figuring things out. I just found this this anecdote interesting. But let's go back to the Chazon Ish. The Lashon HaRosh is Hanach Lahem LeYisrael. Mishnah Berurah understands that means Mutar Shu Shaygim Ayu Mezidim. So the Chazon Ish, no, there's another sentence in Yiddishkeit that begins Hanach Lahem LeYisrael. Hanach Lahem LeYisrael Einam Neviim Heim B'nei Neviim Heim. Meaning that Klal Yisrael, read Ashkenazic Jewry, Hanach Lahem LeYisrael, we are not Nevi'im, B'nei Nevi'im, and the halacha really is like Hananya. So that's already a very, very interesting machlekes between the Chazon Ish and the Mishnah Berurah about the pshat in the Ramah. The Ramah writes, Nahagu kisvara achreina, but the Mishnah Berurah says, don't do it. The Chazon Ish says, no. When the Ramah says, Nahagu, that means, im einam Nevi'im, B'nei Nevi'im heim. The contribution I want to make to the sugya is that Ken Zayin, the issue over here is not as much about Pshat in the Rush as whether I follow or whether I'm choshesh for the Shita of Rashi. If Rashi writes Ad Chananya Samchinon, that we rely on Chananya, so l'chayre, that means that as a matter of fundamental halacha, we don't paskin like Chananya, unlike Taisvis. These are the two major schools within Ashkenaz, Rashi and Taisvis. So Taisvis says as a matter of conviction, kaimalon ka Chananya. But Rashi says, ad Chananya samchinon, so it could be that the Mishnah Berurah is right, but live mitameh. Could be the Mishnah Berurah is right, because of the shita of Rashi rather than the shita of the Rush. So the first din to talk about is whether we hold like Chananya. And that's a machlokes, two opinions in the Mechaber L'chol HaPachos. Right? Do I hold like Chananya that once it's cooked kemaicho ben drusoy, you could leave the food on an exposed fire? Now, it happens that there are a few kulas that are thrown into the dinim of Shehiya, besides the fact that we paskin like Chananya. The Gemara on Yud Ches Amid Beis, the Gemara tells me that Kidra Chaisa, Hai Kidra Chaisa, Shari La Anucha, Erev Shabbos, Im Chashecha B'Tanura. You could leave a Ruapat, a pot with raw meat, even if there's garmachaya, even if just one piece of raw meat. You could leave it Erev Shabbos im chashecha, my time. What's the reason for this? Kevon delochazi l'orta, asuchi mesach daite minei, v'lo'asi lechtuye b'gecholam. Zot the Gemara, it's a raw piece of meat. It's not going to be ready for the Seuda Friday night, no matter what you do. It's a clunk of meat. Even if you're going to be Mechata B'Gecholim, it's not going to be ready for the Friday night Seuda. And no matter what I do, it's going to be ready for the Seuda Shabbos day. So therefore, you're Mesach Das from this piece of meat. And therefore, if you're Mesach Das from this piece of meat, so there's no concern of Dilma Asar L'Chduye B'Gecholim. That's the Gemara in Yud Ches Amid Beis, and this Gemara is paskined in Resh Nun Gimel Se'if Aleph. That we paskin that Kidra Chaisa is going to be mutter. Ad kan Divrei HaGemara and the Shulchan Aruch. Nonetheless, many of the Sfarim push back against the Kula of Kidra Chaisa. In the Sefer Nefesh HaRav, Rav Shechter quotes that Rav Soloveitchik did not like the kula of Kidra Chaisa, because the kula of Kidra Chaisa is that the food won't be ready Friday night no matter what. However, Bisman has said that we have the types of ovens and stoves that you could turn it up really, really high. So it's shayich that the food is going to be ready Friday night. The chshash or shami yechata is still kayim. Therefore, the Rav did not like the kula of Kidra Chaisa. In Rav Henkin's Sefer, by the way, we're talking about the Chazon Ish and his relationship with various Gedolim. When the Chazon Ish was traveling through Europe, he happened to come into the town where Rav Henkin was serving as Rav, and he was very impressed with Rav Henkin. Rav Henkin was mamash like the Gadol in America. People don't realize he was like overshadowed by Rav Moshe, but he was a goyin olam. He worked as the secretary for Ezra's Torah. Ezra's Torah is like a tzedakah organization, still exists. Rav Henkin worked as the secretary there, and that's why Rav Henkin would not paskin shilas during the day. People call him on the phone. He said, "I'm working." He won't paskin shilas. Rav Henkin was the greatest mesadr gittin in America in those doras. It says in Shulchan Aruch that we're not supposed to mesadr get at night because of the opinions that Siddur HaGet requires a bezdin, and din is not done at night. Nonetheless, Rav Henkin was only mesadr gittin at night. He said, "I'm the biggest expert in Siddur HaGet. What can I do? I work during the day. I can't be mesadr gittin during the day. He's mesadr the gittin at night." Kaseder mamish and goyin olam, Rav Henkin. So Rav Henkin, his sefer Eidos Yisrael, he writes that he thinks the kula of Kidra Chaisa doesn't apply anymore, because he says we don't know zmane hayom. The Magen Avraham writes that the din of Kidra Chaisa has to be that you put the food on the fire right before Shkia, or right before Hachnasas HaShabbos. I think that's his lashon. Right before Hachnasas HaShabbos. Well, when exactly is Hachnasas HaShabbos? When exactly does Shabbos come in? Does Shabbos come at Shkia? Does Shabbos come in at Tzeis HaKlechavim? And what is exactly is Tzeis HaKlechavim? Is Tzeis HaKlechavim 72 minutes, 58 and minutes and change, 40 minutes, 35 minutes, 20 minutes, right? We don't know this manim. Therefore, the kul of Kidra Chaisa does not apply at all. That's what Rev Henkin suggests, because of our lack of knowledge of the zmanim. In the Sefer Shvisas HaShabbos.
Or Schwartz?
Yes.
Zmanim is not like a, it's not a new issue. This
Zmanim is not a new issue, yeah. But the Magen Avraham, he had a position about zmanim. All the people in Shulchan Aruch, they had their shita. But Bizman Hazen, our generation, we don't have a shita of zmanim. We try to be choshesh for like 1,000 different opinions because we're not sure, no? No, so the Magen Avraham, Taka, the Shulchan Aruch, they had shitos. So you could say they rely on Kidra Chaisa. We don't know. Does that satisfy you?
But that's just us being machmir, meaning that...
Correct. Yes, I should be machmir not to use Kidra Chaisa because I don't know the zmanim. Because I'm not convinced. It happens in the Sefer Shvisas HaShabbos also. The Sefer Shvisas HaShabbos also, he tainas that we're not sure about the zmanim hayom, and therefore you should be machmir. There's a further discussion in some of the Svarim that maybe this time of year we have a kula of Kidra Chaisa, because many of us are Mekabel Shabbos early this time of year, no? So maybe what I could do is put the Ruah meat on the oven in the a second before Shabbos, you Mekabel Shabbos right away, and there's no concern, Shami Yechata Begecholim. In the Sefer Megillah Sefer, which is one of my favorites, the Megillah Sefer suggests this. But he tells us maybe this won't work either, because I'm Mekabel Shabbos early. But in every community, there's going to be people who are Mekabel Shabbos late. So the concern of Shem Yechata Begecholim, right, still can exist, because for me, it's Shabbos. And then what? Someone who's not Mekabel Shabbos might come be Mekabel Begecholim. Now, I'm not exactly sure if that, I guess, right, that's a reasonable concern. Notice, I'm not going to be mechatav the cholim, but then you'll come into my house and you'll see the food and you're going to say, oh, wow, you'll be mechatav the cholim. And then at that point, there's a chance that the food would be ro'i for the Friday night seuda, and then I might be mechatav the cholim later on. Right? After you do your chitoy, I might do chitoy. So therefore, the safe...
That would only work with our technology now.
Now, the assumption is...
Because our original assumption...
is that turning up the fire is the equivalent of chitoy b'gacholim.
Right, but I'm saying our original assumption was even if you are yikacha b'gacholim, that you would never get it. So if someone in olden days were to... And I was to make early Shabbos, someone would be yikacha b'gacholim. I wouldn't be yikacha b'gacholim because no matter what would happen, it wouldn't... Mm-hmm. Do anything.
No, because after I have the pot with raw meat on the fire, after I put the pot with raw meat on the fire, and I'm totally mesiach das because it's not going to be ready Friday night, you're going to come and you'll heat the fire up much more. And then after what you did, so it's shayach that I'll do it again. This mechata b'gecholim involves how many gecholim there are also. Right, a guy could come and add coals and make the fire bigger and stir the pot more.
Yeah, so but our case was that no matter what you do it, it's not going to be ready Friday night for dinner.
Understood, but
so even if you
but that's not
stir possible. 1,000 coals, then it's not going to happen. That's part of the assumption, no?
No. In other words, Reb Moshe Feinstein writes in the Tshuva that we're not normally worried that someone's going to come and bring additional coals, etc., because Chazal weren't choshesh for that. But that's in the normal case when I leave the food on the fire. In this case, I leave the food on the fire. It's not Shabbos for you yet. You might do that, right? The case that we're bringing up is a case of I'm mekabel Shabbos early. The Achrayim will discuss I'm mekabel Shabbos early. Does that change the din? Does it go based on my Kabbal Shabbos, or does it still go based on Hachnasas Shabbos, Shkia, Seis, whenever that is? Right? So the Megillah Sefer suggests, let's say it goes by your Hachnasas Shabbos. But even so, don't you have to be worried that someone else is not Mekabbal Shabbos at that point? And in that case, I have to be worried about the other concern, the concern that normally I'm not worried about, that someone's going to bring additional coals and heat the fire up higher. And once that happens, maybe I'll be mechatav b'gacholim. I think that's the issue. So I have so far two reasons why Kidra Chaisa might not work. I have Rav Soloveitchik's reason that our ovens could be turned up higher. It happens in many of the Sfarim, there's this Sefer, the Shabbos Kitchen. He suggests this concern that maybe you can turn the fire up higher, but he says maybe on a slow cooker, it's not true. You see, a slow cooker, which we call a crock pot, is by definition, ready? A slow cooker. That's what it is. So maybe the concern is that, or maybe the halacha of Kidra Chaisa would still apply even after Rav Soloveitchik's concern that you can make it super hot. Maybe it would still apply on a slow cooker that even if you make it completely hot, if you turn it up to high, but it will never be ready Friday night. That's what they have in the Shabbos kitchen. I don't think the Metzias is like that. Honestly, my understanding is that Rav Soloveitchik's concern is very real. I know that I leave my chalent on every Shabbos on the lowest setting of the crock pot. I don't want to leave on the highest setting because it will boil very quickly. Even though it's called a slow cooker, it can cook relatively quickly if you turn it up high. So I'm not convinced. I think Rabbi Leibowitz has a shir in YU Torah. He likes the svara about the slow cooker. I don't like it because to me, I think the metzius is that not like that. The second reason not to rely on the cool of Kidra Chaisa Bizman Hazeh is our lack of knowledge about when Hachnasas Shabbos is because of our uncertainty in Zmanei Hayom. And we propose that maybe you could solve that issue when you take in Shabbos early, although the Megillah Sefer himself hedges on that He says, perhaps it does not work since other people do not take in Shabbos early. In the Sefer Archos Shabbos, he has a third reason why we should not rely on Kedra Chaisa Bisman Hazeh. And his reason is because it used to be that their seudos would be relatively short. They'd have a quick seuda. They didn't have lights. They would go to bed pretty soon after the seuda. Bisman Hazeh, we have long seudas, no? A Friday night seuda, I could last 3-4 hours easily. And we have lights. So you could end up staying up until 2 o'clock in the morning. And you could want your chalent at 2 o'clock in the morning after you went through the parasha with all the rambans, and then you want to eat chalent to celebrate finishing all the ramban. Oh, if that's the case, says the Archos Shabbos, maybe Bisman Hazeh, the heter of Kedra Chaisa, does not apply, because you never may see achdas for the nighttime food. You never may see achdas because people could stay up. They didn't stay up until 2 o'clock in the morning. We do. They didn't have 9 o'clock minyanim and shachris. We do, right? They're all connected. But I think actually that's a interesting svara why the kula of Kedra Chaisa might not apply. A fourth reason why Kedra Chaisa might not apply is found in a teeny bit of Lumdis. There is a Tosis Yeshonim on the side of the page, I believe on Lamed Zayin. The Tosis Yeshonim says that the kula of Kedra Chaisa is only true if you hold like Chananya. Think about it. Chananya says that I'm less concerned shem yechata b'gecholam. Chananya says once the food is maicho ben drusoy, I'm not going to stoke the coals. Kedra Chaisa is also zok b'tosis yeshanim, based on a weaker, a lower level concern that you might stoke the coals. It's a chashash rachok. If it's a chashash rachok, we're not choshish. However, according to the Chachamim, that in order to be mekel on shehiya, the food has to be mevushal kol tzarkai and mitzdamek viralo. That means that I'm really much more nervous about shemi yachata begecholim. That means I'm much more nervous I might stoke the coals to make the chalant even more geshmak. If that's the case, perhaps the kula of kedra chaisa doesn't apply. That's an idea that the Tosis Yeshonim has, again, with a little Tosefes Hezber Midili. But I think there are four reasons why the Kula of Kedra Chaisa might not apply Bizmanenu. Okay, gentlemen, I want to tomorrow continue with some of the other Kulas of Shehiyah. So far, we spoke about the Ikar Hadin of Shehiyah, whether we hold the Chanayin and the Chachomim, Mishneh Berurah versus Chazanish, and then we spoke about the first kula of Kedra Chaisa. Actually, let me tell one more story to finish off. The Mishneh Berurah writes that the kula of Kedra Chaisa only applies to a piece of meat. It doesn't apply to peiros. And the rationale, it doesn't apply to yirakos. And the rationale why it doesn't apply to yirakos is that Kedra Chaisa means I completely give up a mesach das. It's not going to cook, even if I'm a chata. But food that cooks more easily, if I have vegetables, etc., so then I might be machata. That's what the Mishneh Berurah quotes. That would mean l'cha'ayra, that Kedra Chaisa, the Gemara says even gar machaya helps. If I just have one raw bone that I put in Erev Shabbos, it's good enough, because since that bone is desire to part of the chalent, I'm going to give up on the whole chalent because that one bone is there. But let's say you have a vegetarian chalent. Is there a kula of Kedra Chaisa? So my Shabbos of my Prebbe to become the rabbi, Mount Sinai Jewish Center. I'm not sure if this was a setup or not, but the wife of the president of the shul comes over to me. She says they make vegetarian chalent. And right before Shabbos, she put barley in right before Lech Benchen. The question is whether there's a kula of kidrachaisa. That was her shaila. So what would you say? Is there a kula of kidrachaisa on barley? So I don't know. Does barley cook quickly? Barley can take a long time to cook, no? One could argue that there should be a kula of kidrachaisa by barley. Nonetheless, I told her that Rav Salafeychik and Rav Henkin, they're not into the kula of kidrachaisa at all. That was, I guess I passed the test because they hired me as rabbi of the shul. From what I hear, she asked, I was the first prep, I believe. From what I hear, she asked the shaila to the two other candidates who came in after. It was like her test case. There was someone else who asked me a shaila at Kiddush Levana about whether you say Shalom Aleichem if you're in Avelos during Kiddush Levana. I think there are people who are like setting me up and like asking me questions just to see if I knew what I was talking about. Somehow I guess I passed the test. Okay, gentlemen, any questions or comments or observations? Okay, Yashikayach, have an excellent day. Bli Neder, tomorrow we'll do more Shehiya. Then I want to talk about Chazara. Then I want to talk about Hatimona. It's possible that we'll finish the Shiurim on Tuesday. It's possible we won't finish the Shiurim until Wednesday. But Meman of Shach, the Bechina will be Thursday. Okay, gentlemen, have a great day.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you.